We've been extremely busy. We were, as you know, shut down for about 8 weeks. We were still working from home and we had a few completions. But then we opened the doors back to the public and it's been crazy. I've been an agent now for over 40 years and honestly, I've never known it so busy. One day I actually started at 8 in the morning and I didn't finish till 10. You know, it's just completely nuts. The first call I got about the stamp duty holiday was from my daughter, and she brought her plans forward by about 3 years. Most people I'm speaking to, it's the stamp duty incentive that is really sort of spurring them on. And then I think once the stamp duty holiday is over, unless the government extends it or makes further changes, I think the property market will slow down because so many people are going to move, as I say, you know, between now and March. People did literally put their lives on hold. I mean, people have lost their lives, people have lost their jobs, and people are scared. It's never been done before. So it's strange times. Even whilst the office was closed, we actually had 8 completions during that period, and they were all empty properties with people not selling. So it was relatively straightforward. And you had to exchange and complete on the same day, which is very difficult logistically. And then, of course, I had to make sure that I got the keys to the buyers on that day. And so sort of fun and games with that. We agreed a sale 3 weeks ago, okay? And we took a call yesterday to book the survey. Now, normally I'd have expected that call after 10 days, not 3 weeks. But more worryingly for me, they booked the survey for the first week of September. So the sale's already 6 weeks old and we won't have even had a survey. Average sale time from point of offer to exchange was 13 weeks across the UK. We recently did one in 8 weeks in Slade Green, so that's pretty good. But the timeframe's slipping now to about 17 weeks. And this is COVID. People are working from home, people are being furloughed, people are cutting back on staff. So the whole process is just dragging on and on.